Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
All right, please be joined now by Congresswoman Barbara Comstock from Virginia. Congresswoman, thanks for joining Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Nice to have you. So let's ask, you know, you've made some waves this week because you've been at the forefront of this conversation about sexual harassment actually going on within the halls of Congress and outside, but among members of Congress. And you had a very eyebrow-raising allegation that one member of Congress actually, I believe a current member, had decided at one point to expose himself to a young female aide. Why can't we know the name of that congressman?
Sure. No, I'd be happy to tell you about that. That incident was relayed to me by a friend and source of mine who knew the victim. And the victim does not want to be known because in that case where she was working for a present member of Congress, this was asked to go to his home to bring some papers or work. He arrived at the door in a towel, invited her in, and then, you know, exposed himself. She left. And she decided to leave the job. She's now gainfully employed. So that story was relayed to me by my friend because the friend wanted me to know this is still going on now. We don't know the extent of it, and that's what we're trying to find out.
So I
don't know the member. I don't know the victim. But what we've done this week is tried to bring people out of the shadows and talk about how we can improve things. You know, a lot of reasons women don't want to come forward. You know, we're seeing that play out a little bit this week, too. You've heard from, you know, a number of different victims and situations talking about this. So our hearing was always trying to say, what can we do going forward to make sure there aren't more victims? And we've already had, you know, the speaker came out after our hearing saying we're going to do mandatory anti-harassment training. And we are going to work on my committee where we're dealing with on a uniform anti-harassment policy that will apply to all House members. See if we can do that by a resolution so we can do it fairly quickly. We're going to continue hearings and that identify the problem and the extent of it. Look at these payments for harassment and the funds that people have talked about. We want to get much more detailed information on that and stop that activity or, you know, certainly have accountability. And then third, to see what other legislation we need, you know, maybe have something like an ombudsman or representatives for victims that they can go to and make sure that this is really widely understood like in any other business practice. And I do want to give a shout out to two of my colleagues who worked a lot on this is certainly Jackie Speier, you know, the Democrat who came forward and talked about her own experience with sexual harassment and has put forward a bill. And then my colleague Bradley Byrne, a Republican from Alabama, who has a long time history being a labor lawyer, who he worked with big companies and small companies and was a person really understood how to put anti-harassment policy in place. He would go into boards and say, you better fire this CEO. I've investigated this. This behavior is unacceptable, and we've got to go. So he understands how to implement this, and so he's working with us.
Clearly, yeah, and you're clearly working on getting to the bottom of it.
Yeah, I'd like to thank you though to you and to Representative Jackie Speier for bringing out the existence of this slush fund, that taxpayers' fund from which all these settlements are paid. That needs to be addressed. I think it's great that they're going to have sexual harassment training and all that stuff, but grown adults should know that exposing yourself probably is not a good thing. So I'm more interested in changing this situation, this process of having to sign a non-disclosure that you're held to for life of the...
That was one of Bradley Burns' suggestions and Jackie Speier's agreed.
Yeah, absolutely. And this idea that we never know the name of the accused who we pay out, taxpayers pay out on behalf of, that has got to change. This shield has got to come down. And you know what? Then you won't need the sexual harassment classes because they all know what they're doing is wrong. So you won't even have to spend taxpayer money on sexual harassment classes. All you have to do is put this out there. If we pay out on your behalf, here you go. It's going out public.
Right, and that's what Congressman Byrne and his experience said. When you put the policies in place, it does bring it out of the shadows. You have people will come forward, and then you also have a big drop in the behavior. And you're right, on this fund, that was one of the things that we talked about at the hearing and getting to the bottom of this and who is being paid out. I should mention, the fund that has been mentioned, it is not just sexual harassment. It is all the other claims that may come forward, family and medical leave, if that's been violated. It also includes
right. The
Capitol Police, the house, the architect of the house, and sort of the whole campus of the Capitol.
So that money is not just sexual harassment. That's other forms of harassment claims as well.
Age discrimination or racial. So
right.
We want to understand the real problem is we don't understand the extent of the problem. Like one of the things we are going to be getting, asking for a briefing on, I got together yesterday with Jackie Speier and Bradley, and we want to get together with the Office of Compliance to tell us, who are the offenders that you're hearing about?
Well, there you go. That's actually what my next question is. We just have 30 seconds left here, Congresswoman. As a member of the House Administration Committee, a listener points out you could actually get the details from the Office of Compliance about these sexual harassment suits against members. Will you do that?
Yes, we're talking to them about getting more details on that.
And will we see names, by the way?
Well, we're finding out what the law is on what we are able to do on that, if the laws need to be changed on that. So that's one of the areas that we'll be looking at going forward.
Congresswoman.
It needs to be made to have more transparency.
Thank you very much, Congresswoman. Really appreciate you giving us an update here on one of the most important news stories of the week. Good luck in your endeavor. Justice for all here. Let's make sure
thank you for highlighting it. And, it's important, I think, to keep the focus on the victims.
Thank you very much, Congresswoman.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.